Good evening, Aboisai. Good evening. Fascinating points tonight, Bezer Hashem. First of all, we'll be discussing what happens if somebody hasn't got time to daven, he comes in late for Shmoyne Esse, just comes in time for the Chazorah Sashatz. Can he just say, you know what, today I'm going to have a busy day as it is, I'm going to relax, I'm just going to listen to the Shliach Tzibur saying, and he's going to be moitzi me. Does that work, yes or no? Well, Chazorah Sashatz was done for a reason, right? So can he do that, yes or no? Another interesting shayla we'll be discussing as well. Have you ever heard of the short Shmoyne Esse? Short Chazorah Sashatz? Hoyche Kedusha, that's right. Hoyche Kedusha. How does that work? If you're traveling on the road. Don't have a besmedosh? Hoyche Kedusha, yes, in various yeshivas, in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, prominent yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael and in America as well. Correct. Hoyche Kedusha, is there any basis to allow that? La halacha or not? So the way it works is, what's your recollection?
So everybody starts a silent
first. So we're talking about mincha, right? We're talking about mincha and so Ashrei Kaddish, and then
everybody starts silent. Kavan starts the first three out loud. They say kedusha, and everybody says the rest of it silent.
And following kedusha, that's when the Olim starts to daven. So instead of starting with the quiet Shmoyne Esse, you start with the loud Shmoyne Esse for the first few brachas, followed by Kedusha. After Kedusha, it goes quiet, and the Tzibur davens Shmoyne Esse. Have you ever witnessed? Ponevish? Yeah, amongst other yeshivas, indeed. Is there any basis to allow that? Yes or no? That will be covered tonight in Mitzvah Hashem. Okay. Right, okay, let's see what the Shulchan Aruch says over here. Fascinating halachas. Really, really important. Simon Kuf Chav Dalet, page 294. The way the public should behave, the Shliach Tzibur should, what he should do during Chazorah Sashatz, and the halacha with regards to saying Amen. Sif Aleph. Le'acha Shesimu Tzibur. When the Tzibur is finished, Tfilosan, they're quiet, Shemana Esse. Yach Zoy Shliach Tzibur Atfila. The Shliach Tzibur should go over the Shmoyne Esse. Why is that? Shim Yesh Mi She'eino Yodea Leisfal. If there is amongst the Tzibur somebody who cannot daven, who is unable to daven Shmoyne Esse, Yechavein, he should have intention. Lemashu Oima, he should have intention, he should have kavana towards the Shliach Tzibur davens. Ve'yoytze boy is yoytze with that. Ve'tzorech oiso she'yoytzi betfilas Shliach Tzibur. The one who is moitzi, the chazan, should have intention, lechaven lekol mashu oima shliach tzibur meroish v'atzav, excuse me, the one who is yoitze, should have intention to be yoitze with the chazoros hashatz, to every single word that the shliach tzibur is saying, mit roish, from the beginning, v'atzav, until the end. V'yeinu imafsek, he may not interrupt. V'yeinu mesiach, he may not talk. V'poseh shloish psiyas, le'achov, and he does step back at the end of Shmoyne Esse, ke'odom shmispal el atzmoy, as if he'd be davening on his own. So he really does have to listen very, very carefully, and he does do the three steps at Shmoyne Esse as well.
Who does the three steps?
It's talking about the person listening. He's going to step back.
Does three steps?
He does three steps. Yeah. Poseh shalosh psiyas le'achov, ke'odom shmispal el atzmoy. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sefkot Na'alef says, very important rule, we're going to see there's an exception, but here the Mishnah Berurah says, Sefkot Na'alef, Havalab, She'eino Yodea. The Takana of Chazal Sashatz was made somebody who is Eino Yodea, meaning, who is unable to daven himself. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Havalab, Boki, somebody who is a Boki, somebody who is able to read and daven himself, Eino Yodze, he's not Yodze, but Afilu B'Diavet, even B'Diavet, but Fila Shliach Tzibur. So, if somebody is able to daven himself independently, he cannot be yoytze with the Shliach Tzibur. So, going back to our individual who comes to shul late and he says, you know, today it's just too much. I'm going to be yoytze with the Shliach Tzibur. What's the halacha? No good. Okay, at this point, it's clearly that's what Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying. Yeah.
Physically work. I mean, if it works, if it doesn't work. I mean, this is not
really a mitzvah of the chachamim. This is a Torah mitzvah of avodas Hashem. So either it does work or it doesn't work. So what difference does it make halacha if he's a baki or not a baki?
Because the halacha is that really a person is supposed to daven himself. That's how he fulfills the mitzvah. Chachamim have so you're asking if now Chachamim have somebody who is unable to daven himself. Chachamim have instituted that he can be yotze with chazor sashatz, but this takana was only made for somebody who's enu boki.
For the takana that we have of Shmuel Esrei, but for the mitzvah of davening.
Oh, avoid this Hashem. Presumably, you're right. It's very true what you're saying. Presumably, he will have to still, in order to be yotze mitzvah tefillah per se of davening to Hashem, he probably will have to fill this in by saying something in English or in any other language, when he shall be yotze the deraisa. You're right. It's a true point. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I think that's a very valid point. Yeah.
Nowadays, minyanim, everyone.
Good.
Everyone.
Yeah, everybody can read.
So I suppose you couldn't really do it, but we could just say, well, everyone knows. So you don't.
Very good. That's it. Such a strong point that you're saying. We're going to see the Mechaba talks about it. Shulchan Aruch's mom is going to talk about your point. It's spot on. Sif Cotton Beis, says the Mishnah Berurah. I'll just finish off this Sif Kotan Aleph. Obviously, one can only do Chazor Sashatz if there is a minion. So even if you've got somebody you cannot understand and cannot read, who is Einu Boki, he can't ask you, excuse me, do you mind to do, after you don't require Shemana Esther, do you mind to go over it for me? It's not going to work because you need a minion for it. Sif Kotan Beis Yichavin. These are very important words over here. V'tzorich Shiyovim Beloshna Kodesh. He will need to be understanding Lashon HaKodesh. Deim loy came, if not so, loy mahani will not help. Although he will listen every single word from the Shliach Tzibur, if he doesn't understand Lashon HaKodesh, he can't be yotze. The person who davens himself in Lashon HaKodesh, even if he doesn't understand Lashon HaKodesh, yotze is yotze. Rabbi say. Unbelievable halacha. It is believable, but it's a chiddush. The halacha is somebody who does not understand Lashon HaKodesh in Davon Shemoneh Esreh. Somebody doesn't understand Es Tzemach, David Avdecha. He's a Yotze or not Shemoneh Esreh. And he said, he is, right? Somebody doesn't understand Re'en Ove'on Yenu. He doesn't understand. So is he Yotze or not in Davon Shemoneh Esreh? The answer is, sure he is. What happens if somebody is Einoi Boki and he is not able to read? However, he's asked, he can't, so Chachamim will be established, you are Einu Boki, Chazor Sashatz will work for you. So while somebody's davening Kohanit Shemoneh Esreh, he's going to look around, he's either going to be busy with his mobile, or he's going to play Rami Kup, depending on his, he's going to be waiting nicely for the Chazor Sashatz, and then during Chazor Sashatz, he's going to be waiting, he's going to listen out to the Chazor Sashatz. And now, as the Chazor Sashatz, now, it depends. If he understands Lashon HaKodesh, perfectly in order, he's going to listen to every word, he's going to concentrate, he's going to be able to Chazor Sashatz. But what happens if he doesn't understand Lashon HaKodesh? What happens if he doesn't understand Lashon HaKodesh? The halacha is, Mishnah Berurah says over here, in the name of the Achronim, if he doesn't understand Lashon HaKodesh, he's not Yotze. So you've got a very ironic kind of scenario. The Shliach Tzib over here, he reads beautifully, he may not understand a word what he's talking about. He may not understand what he's saying, but he's got good chazonish voice, and he reads beautifully. He goes to Shemoneh Esreh. He's yotze lekol hades. His personal Shemoneh Esreh. And then he's going to go over Chazor Sashatz. He still doesn't understand the word. He's yotze all the opinions. However, the guy in the back who can't read, depend. If he understands, he's yotze. If he doesn't understand, he's not going to be yotze. Fascinating. What do you think about it? Fascinating. It's a good riddle. Somebody, I'm sure, can make a good riddle out of this. How can you, can you think of a good riddle? It's a typical riddle question. I don't know. Yeah, yes? Yeah, you're right. It's true. Us, nowadays, for sure. Yeah. Pardon?
Met somebody who couldn't.
Who couldn't what?
Who spoke for Hebrew, they couldn't reword it.
Right, yeah. Yeah, if somebody is very much on the spoken Definitely. Yeah. Okay, so Mishnah Berurah says over here that he needs to understand every word. Rabbi Isai, he therefore means that the halacha that we are all pretty much everybody is messed up and cannot messed up. Well, he cannot be yoitze with Chazal Sashatz. Because we are, on the one hand, personally, if you have to be a new boki, if you're a boki, Chazal Sashatz is not going to help you. Point number one, right? Does that make sense? You have to be a, pardon? Yeah, that I saw the poskim say, yeah. So you need to be a Einoi Baki. You need to be a very interesting case. You need to be Einoi Baki, but you must understand Lashon HaKodesh. Yeah, correct. Correct. Lashon HaKodesh was a spoken language. So that's anyway. That was granted. But still Einoi Baki. Yeah. Yeah, very good. Okay, so right. See, base. The person who is yoitze through the someone is yoitze through shliach tzibur. So an einoi baki who now comes. Correct. Absolutely correct. Totally correct. Siv beis. Shliach tzibur shenichnas lebeis haknesses. You've got a shliach tzibur who's come late. Imagine you're talking about days that you're makpid on a certain shliach tzibur. Chazan, who is the most famous, prominent chazan? Chazan Feilich. Good. Famous Chazan Feilich. Absolutely. Chazan Feilich come, well, no, not Chazan Feilich. A chazan comes late to shul. Shliach tzibur shenichnas lebeis haknesses. Umotza tzibur shemispal belachash. Fu tzorich lamoit lifnei hatev al altu. You've got a chazan, very prominent chazan, and everybody wants to hear him. And he's overslept. He's late. Now, he knows that Chazal Sashatz is the main thing and people have come all the way to listen to his Chazal Sashatz. But he has overslept. He's come late. Now, he knows very well that if he's going to start davening now, the Quiet Shemoneh Esrei, people are going to be waiting for him for the Chazal Sashatz. And that's no good. He doesn't want people to wait for him. So what he wants to do is, he wants to just go for it straight away for Chazal Sashatz. Can he do this? Yes or no? Can he be yoitze his individual Shemoneh Esrei through the Chazal Sashatz? Yes or no? What would be your guess? He cannot, you say? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Shliach Tzibur Echad, Shenichnas Lebeis HaKnesses, who enters the Beis HaKnesses, Femotzo Tzibur, and he found the Tzibur. Sheispalelu Belachash, they've already davened. Quiet Shemoneh Esrei. Vehu Tzorich Lamoit Lifnei HaTeva. And he must daven before the Amud. Le'alta, immediately. Yoyred lifnei ha'teva. He can daven for the omit immediately. Umispalel bekoil rom. And he's allowed to daven loud. La tzibur for the tzibur. Ve'yeinu tzorech lachzor. Ve'nispalel belachash. He won't have to go over it later again. So the answer is, yes, he can be yoytze. He can be yoytze. Yes, he certainly can. We find similar cases. We're going to see this in the Ramah. He's going to tell us another case. But if somebody, do we want to speak about a case of somebody made a mistake in Shemoneh Esrei, and he's not Yoitze. He made the toast. Let's say, Mashiv Oroch made a Goshem. He's Yoitze. That's right. So that would work. So somebody who's made a crucial mistake in Chazal, in his quiet Shemoneh Esrei, if he's the Chazan, yeah, can you think of a case? Let's say he forgot. What happened to you as an Oval? Chazal Shatz. Right? Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Now, there is an interesting shayla over here, that if somebody, Mishnah Bir Aloch over here, brings a very interesting shayla, somebody who is a sofik as to whether he daven shachis on Shabbos, or Musaf on Chol HaMoed, he cannot go over Shemoneh Esrei as Tefillas Nedava. Those kids can't be Tefillas Nedava. Okay, we're talking about somebody who is not sure he has davened or not. Musaf, he's not sure he's davened Musaf or not. He was already too much into the Kiddush. He was like thinking about the Kiddush already. The whiskey was ready on top of his mouth. He couldn't wait 5 minutes. And now he's not sure, has he done Musaf on Shabbos or not? The halacha is you can't do Nadav on Musaf on Shabbos. So the shayla is, Musaf Chol HaMoed. The shayla is, can he do the shliach tzibu and be yoitze that way or not? So the Bialocha says, "Yesh le takon liyoy shliach tzibur v'choizer atfil b'shul takon v'yoytz nami misofei." The answer is yes, that would work. So in other words, if a person is unsure as to whether it was yoytz tefillah It's good eitzah would be to take the amud, but then you're going to be yotzeh your individual shmoneh esreh by doing chazal shabbos. Okay, that's an important rule. The Ramana continues and says, "V'cheni imushas adchak. If it is shas adchak, kegoin such as shiyorei shiyavu zman tefila. Person is really concerned that he's missing the sof zman tefila. Yuchel leispal miyad bekoil ram." He can't daven straight away the loud chazal shashat. Ve'atzibu mispalen in imoy mila b'mila, and the tzibu davens with him word by word, belachash quietly. Had leachar kei lo kodesh until the end of kol hakodesh. V'toyv shiach echad lekol hapoch shiane omen. Ideally, somebody should be available to say omen. Achar after shliach tzibu. Says the Ramo, on the extreme circumstances, if you are the latest time of davening Shemoneh Esreh is really there, 2 minutes before the end of Shemoneh Esreh. You know, if I'm going to daven quiet Shemoneh Esreh, what's going to happen? It's going to be too late. I'm going to miss the end of what time is Sofzman today? Sofzman Shemoneh Esreh today? Sofzman Tefila? Roughly? Whatever time it may be. So if you know I'm going to daven Shemoneh Esreh now, it's going to be too late after the Tuchazos Hashatz. It's going to be too late. Says the Ramo, you're allowed to just go for it now. Daven Shemoneh Esreh now, loud, and not only you, but everybody else with you, until Okel HaKodesh, Kedusha, Hoichi Kedusha, and then everybody else carries on Shemoneh Esreh quietly. What have you gained by doing that? What have you gained? Kedusha. Is this exactly the Hoichi Kedusha you're referring to? Not exactly, why not? Very good. And there are indeed two ways of doing it. One indeed will be that you start quiet Shemoneh Esreh after Kedusha. Everybody starts quiet Kedusha. Quiet Shemoneh after Kedusha. Or the other option would be to start everybody together and everybody does it simultaneously together with the Chazan. Does that make sense? Okay, the first option, which what you call the Oichi Kedusha, that is the best way of doing it. What the Ramad describes over here is Bashar Zat Chukah. If it's really, really extreme, that is what you get if another couple of seconds do that. But I want to emphasize, when are you allowed to do this Oichi Kedusha? Either way of the Oichi Kedusha, when are you allowed to do it? That over here, the only case which is brought down, you're allowed to do this Oichi Kedusha is what Rama said, he calls it Shas Adchak, on the extreme circumstances, and the case of it is that otherwise you're going to miss Sof Zman. That is the case that he's referring to. That is the case. Yeah, that would come out. Unless it's Shot Chukah for another reason. Shas Adchak for another reason. The Mishneh Berurah says as follows. Mishneh Berurah addresses your point, but let's just see Sifkot and Vav first. Sifkot and Vav, Mishneh Berurah says Shas Adchak. When it's not Shas Adchak, his kimu haba me'achreni me'achreni agree. Shalol lasses, can you shouldn't do so? Ke'ikar atakon hoisa medina leispal mitchila belachash. The takona was that one should first do quiet Shemoneh Esreh, ve'achkach and afterwards bekoil ram. Have you ever witnessed the Oichi Kedusha? That case, right? So the Mishnah Berurah says it can only happen in Shas Adchak. Only Shas Adchak, only in extreme circumstances. Sifkot and Zayin, Shiavoi Peres, Shaloi Yuchal Ligmo Hashleach Tzibu Kol Shemoneh Esreh, Bochus Toich Zman Tefillah. He addresses your point, Reb Gideon, that he says, only if the Shas Adchak is referring to that the Shleach Tzibu will not be able to complete Shemoneh Esreh within the Sof Zman, exactly as you just mentioned, Bein V'Shachis, Sheichal Zman Arba Shois, or by the V'Shachis, when you're talking about Arba Shois, Teshuv Enlu Yischar Tefillah Bezmano, there's no Zman Yischar Tefillah Bezmano anymore. V'chem B'Mincha, also B'Mincha, Diyav Zman Legamre, you're missing its Zman entirely. I presume it's talking about Shkia. If the Chazal Shashatz will start after Shkia.
He's done Shkia.
Yes, but Chazal Shatz, that's what the Mishnah says over here. That you need to ensure that Chazal Shatz also needs to be within the Shkia. Right, I hear that. Valid point. Very interesting point. It sounds like, it's a very interesting point. I assume the answer is that Chazal Shatz refers back to the Ikar Shemoneh Esrei. And therefore, it's a very interesting point. Very interesting point. Right. Now, Rabbi Isai, I am fully aware that there are people who do this, there are various minonim and circumstances that they do this Hoichah Kedusha a little bit more common than that. I know the Chassidic world is very makbe not to go for it. The Chassidim are very makbe not to do Hoichah Kedusha, because in the Kabbalah Sforim, it's written how incredibly important, Reb Chaim Volozhin also writes about it, that the Sechar, can you believe it? What reward is greater, of your own personal Shemoneh Esrei or the Chazal Shatz? Of course, I would also have assumed so, that the reward of your private Shemoneh Esrei is a lot greater than the Chazal Shatz. Reb Chaim Volozhin says, and it's that the sources are in the Kabbalah Sforim, that the reward, the Aliyah, the Hatzlocha of your personal Tefillah is based on the Chazal Shatz. The Chazal Shatz is the one that really hammers in and makes sure that your Tefillah is niskabel up there. So the Chazal Shatz is really, really critical and important. That's why Chassidim are very, very makbid, and other Kehilas are also very makbid to Hoichah Kedusha. Having said that, there are people who are a little bit more lenient, and there is some malchim how to explain it and justify it, but it is not in line with Ramah and Mishnah Berurah. For the Shliach Tzibur, both, because one is from his own perspective. The
second one, mitzad Arabians, is that right?
Well,
if that's the case, then you can do it to get up again.
It's a very good question, because the Achronim write about your question, and it sounds like that the obligation of Chazor Sashat is not upon, I'm going to say an interesting point, it's not on the Shliach Tzibur, it's not the Chazan's obligation to Chazor Sashat. Rather, what it is that's an obligation on the minion to have a Chazor Sashatz. Does that make sense, Rabbi Kagan? It's not you as a chazan's obligation to do Chazor Sashatz, but it's you as a minion member to ensure that there is a Chazor Sashatz.
I'm saying, if he comes across another minion, can he then pick it up again then? If this is doing it, if he's done his own one, and he's done Chazor Sashatz once, he goes to another minion, could he not do it? Clearly, you can't.
Yeah. So therefore, what's the point you're leading to? Right. Well, it's tied to the it's tied, yeah. It's tied to it, yeah. It is tied. So whilst it's true that it's a minion obligation, but nevertheless, it's still tied to the...
So it can't govern its own one again.
Correct. Correct. That's correct. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Sif Gimel in Ramah, in Shulchan Aruch. Kohol, a community, Sheispadalu, they have davened. Ve'kulam, that's your point. Ve'kulam, Bekim, Betfila, and they're all experts, Talmid Chachomim. Af al Pikain, nevertheless, Yerit Shliach Tzibu should go for your own. Let's finish it, do Chazor Sashatz. Kedei Lekayim, Takonas Chachomim, in order to be Mekayim, to establish Takonas Chachomim, Takon of Chachomim. So yes, although you will argue, you have got a minion of 10 Talmidei Chachamim, a minion of 20 Dayanim, a minion of 40 Vels Talmidei Chachamim, there will still be an obligation to do Chazor Sashatz, and the assumption will be that, you know, that you are going to say, well, I mean, who is going to be Eino Boki over here? This is a Dayan, he's a Rosh Yeshiva, he's a Rosh Koil, he's a Rav, he's a Mor Deasra. Who over here is exactly, can you pinpoint, please, the Eino Boki? They're going to be extremely offended, you know, just by the thought of it. Who is the Eino Boki over here? But the answer is no. Chachomim have established, made the takona, that every minion has a Chazor Sashatz. And whether you want it or not, every minion, every Shemoneh Esrei has a Chazor Sashatz. And Kedei Lekayim Takonas Chachomim. I have a question over here. Why Taka? Why? Why don't we just check at the beginning? We have before we start Shemoneh Esrei, we look around. He probably can read. He probably can't. He's fine. He's not right. And then after this, we say, if we see one who is Eino Boki, then we're going to do Chazor Sashatz. But we could gain quite a lot of time in many minyanim If you check, we see they can all they all became. Why don't we do that? Why is it taka kidei lekayim takanos chachamim? Why? Loy pluk is definitely yeah. Loy pluk, you know. Vilvatl, yes, you're 100% right. It's definitely the answer. But why was it initially established in that way?
There were people who were
yeah, but I'm sure then also there were minyanim that didn't need. When a Sanhedrin Agdoyle, when a Sanhedrin Dav Mincha, in the base in Agodla, I'm sure they could all read. I think that is the answer. I think that although you're right, it's loy plug, but I think the answer behind it is because it would be absolutely against what kind of behavior is this? What kind of decharetz is this? You check on people, he probably can, he probably can't. He would be totally. I heard once from somebody who heard from Moshe Soloveitchik, somebody who steps back, it's a beautiful vault. Somebody who steps back, Shmoneh Esrei, and while stepping back in Shmoneh Esrei, he hit somebody's toe. And he heard somebody's story, his whole Shemana Esther wasn't worth anything, even however great this Kavanah was. If you heard somebody on your way back, then Derech Eretz, Midas is before anything else. You have to have good minutes, even when you stand before the Ribbono Shel Olam. Your behavior has to be perfect. So therefore, certainly on those lines we can understand, the Loi Plug, as you're saying, the Loi Plug has to be understood on this basis. Yeah.
So then why is it, I mean, it's probably from a different time, people used to make Kiddush, and sure, Rambam says,
good, very good, very good question, very interesting answer. Okay, we learned today about Chazal Shatz. We learned Chazal Shatz was made initially for any bokis and what you cannot read. We learned that the Shliach Tzibu can be Yoytze, his own personal Shmoneh Esrei through Chazal Shatz. We learned somebody who is any boki can only be Yoytze through the Chazal Shatz, if you understand, Loshna Kodesh, as opposed to the Chazan himself. We learned that, we learned also that the concept of Hoicha Kedusha, the way the Ramah describes it, is if somebody is really late and there is a Shas Adchak, they're allowed to altogether daven Shmoneh Esrei, Bracha 1, Bracha 2, Bracha 3, Kedusha, and then afterwards they're going to kind of continue quietly. We mentioned this is only permitted by Shas Adchak according to the Ramah. We learned also that if there is a community, a Kehillah, a Minyan, that all of them are Bekin, nevertheless, we're going to daven Chazor Sashat because Lekayim Takonas Chachamim, more on this tomorrow. More on this, yeah, tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, yeah.